Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got Larry in the middle of a thunderstorm down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart, just hanging on. We're hunkered down. It's storming, but I'm going to try to hang in there.
Okay, sounds good. There's a lot going on, and I want to read something. This is from Peter, and he commented on the blog I did on Obama, Revelation of Antichrist, which I want to get into a little more if we get time. Maybe we won't have time. I don't know. anyway... somebody timed it, and I don't know how, I guess we could vet it if we looked at it. It was 7 minutes and 56 seconds that Obama spoke. And that, if you add that up in number of seconds, 7 minutes and 56 seconds is 476 seconds. Now you might say, well, so what? Well, 476 is 419s, 119, 119, 119, and a 119, which is also, by the way, a reverse 9/11. But what's interesting is the number 119 from the Bible means resurrection. And that's kind of interesting, because is that telling us that there is going to come a resurrection of Obama? Not saying he will. I'm just saying there's an awful lot of evidence that he might. And a lot of Christians were shown that he was actually the man of lawlessness or the man of sin. So anyway, so if you add 119 adds up to 11, 1 plus 1 plus 9. So you have 4 elevenths as well, which is 44. And 44 is, of course, Obama's presidency. He's the 44th president. And it also, of course, is a 411 or a reversed 114, either way you want to look at it. So he points out something here. I don't know if you've folks out there have seen the Economist magazine cover for 2015, which had a lot of stuff in it. But 11-4 was the in-between date of two arrows on that cover. And 11-4-2020 is the day after this year's scheduled 2020 election, which takes place on 11-3, I guess. So, what do you think, Larry? That just... more little tidbits for that.
Well, that's some really interesting numbers and possible even clues. We've got so much in our face right now, and more showing up every day. We're in unprecedented times.
Yeah, truly. Everything is going haywire. The weather is starting to become much more erratic. I want to get into that. Mike from around the world was on, and a lot of people don't think he's a fake and they don't believe what he has to say, but he's a very interesting character, and he had a lot to say about this incoming debris field and whatnot that's on its way. And we have had an uptick in fireballs and that sort of thing, and that's going to continue, by the way. We are entering unprecedented times because we are coming in on the end days. Time of Jacob's trouble. Humanity, by and large, is oblivious to any of this. They're not paying any attention to anything. And, of course, you've got managed media, which is not going to tell you anything if they don't have to. Let's go to the Bible code, not Torah codes, I guess is the more correct explanation for that. Do you have the latest there from, excuse me.
Well, I do. And before we go to,
before we go
to the newest one, which, can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Before we go to the newest Torah code, which is May 22nd with Barry Rothman, I wanted to mention a cryptic Enigma code that he put up, and I sent you a copy of that the other night. And this is it's so odd, and I'll mention this so people will understand. You know, for people that go to my blog and read it every day, beware that there's a lot of people going there that you're not aware of, and I'll just mention that Barry Rothman, in numerous cases on different shows, multiple shows actually, Stuart, has identified the fact that a lot of his intel traffic, in other words, three-letter agencies, multiple country agencies, et cetera, are all coming from my blog to his website to search out his codes. So if you read my blog, beware to know that you're not the only one, and nothing I can do about that. It's just a matter of fact. And so, oddly enough, there are some things that I post that can get really certain agencies, including military intelligence, attention actually before they even get to his site. And he's got one up that he I felt like he really wanted to put out there for some to click on because, and Stuart, this is really strange. May the 21st, 2020, he posted a cryptic Enigma code, and I sent you a copy of the image that was posted there. He had the very unusual title, No Further Explanation Needed. And then, oddly enough, he had Rothman speaking to the ones that were coming to look at this, and it says, Rothman, I am aware. And by the way, in this now, the interesting part, if I'm reading this right, it appears that intelligence sent it to him, a IP location, using that IP location as Linong, China. And so when he searched that out, he found out that that was actually the Chinese aircraft carrier's name. They named after that location, and it's called Lia Lang. And he ran two matrices, and it's very interesting because number one matrix is number one, Lia Lang, number two, General, number three, Millie, number four, War, number five, Sunken. Now, the matrix number two he ran a little bit later was number one, Lia Lang. Now, remember, that's the Chinese aircraft carrier. Number two, War. Number three, Sunken. Number four, The Plague. Number five, General. Number six, Millie. So apparently, you know, I looked at this over a couple of days, Stuart, and I talked to you about it, and I said, well, somebody's cluing Barry Rothman in on something that may be either a coming false flag or an incident that we're coming up on. And in this, the code he ran, it involves a point in time that General Milley and will be at war, and this aircraft carrier of the Chinas will be sunk probably during a time of the plague. So we don't know. But now, with that being said, let me bring up today's, and then I'll get your comments, Stuart. Today, May 22nd, Barry Rothman ran another code, very close to that, but he titled this Chinese War Preview. And I did send you the link to that too, Stuart.
Yep.
And it also had an attached video and questions that the Liaoning, the Chinese aircraft carrier, may be about to come up against the USS Ronald Reagan. And by the way, which is off Japan, headed in that direction because of the Chinese threat to Taiwan and then Hong Kong also. But anyway, he ran a code, and these are the five words, and to me, these are very incredible words. Number one in the matrix, Chinese War. Number two, USA. Number three, Japan. Number four, Hanoi. Number five, all nations. What do you think?
Oh, it sounds like, and it's got oil, too. So this is a probably a coming energy war, but it sounds to me like if all nations are involved in it, it's World War III. And maybe that will start right off Taiwan. I mean, we've made basically, I don't know if we have treaties with Taiwan or whether we've just promised that we would defend them. I don't know how we're going to defend them. Obviously, we would win a fight of sinking their new carrier if it came to that. And the fact that they really are off the... Why would China be putting their single aircraft carrier, which is, by the way, the only one they've got, I think, the last time I knew, why would they have that off Taiwan unless they were planning on taking Taiwan? Now, they've already said they're going to police Hong Kong. Well, they've already, basically, I think they've already taken Hong Kong. They may be not militarily looking like that, but from everything I can gather, they're just slowly and steadily increasing their police forces there. And, of course, we'd be very upset over that as well. But I think that's been a long-standing goal of mainland China anyway, was to take Hong Kong. And, of course, the dispute over Taiwan has been going on for I don't know how many years. So this begins to make sense. And Chinese war... And, of course, he's run those other codes on the Wuhan virus, CV-19. It's kind of interesting about that. And guess where the skips are, Larry? Look at the skip number, the first three. 114.
Yeah, I'm just,
114.
Wow.
All of them, 114, 114, 114, that's 411.
Yeah, wow.
I think we're looking at the code for Obama and all of this. This is all coming together, and I don't know exactly how this is all going to work, but the end result is Obama will be back, and we'll probably beg for him to come to power. They're getting tired of being locked down. And Trump did, by the way, though, say something about you're going to open your churches. Now, we know as well that these communist governors aren't going to comply. So my question is, and we get into that maybe in a little bit, how does he enforce something like that? You're going to open your churches. Well, what if they don't? What do you think he would have to do?
Well, I was listening to some experts today talking about how really he doesn't have the authority to force them to open the churches. The only thing that appeared to do was, as they said, fire up his base some more and also give the Christians hope. And but, however, at the same time, if the DOJ does what he requests, they could begin to file massive lawsuits in the courts against these governors and also challenge that a lot of the churches themselves could begin to file on the governors. So I think what we're going to see, though, Stuart, we're going to begin to see what Anton Johansson over 100 years ago said the Lord told him to begin a civil war in America. We're going to begin to see, and I think I'm already seeing people leaving communist states, going to other places. I'm seeing a lot of people on the move with trailers. I mean, they're just going everywhere. And a lot of them out of California are hunting somewhere else to go. I think we're going to begin to see a movement. Maybe America goes more mobile, and maybe a lot of Americans decide, I'm not going to live under this communist dictatorship anymore, which will really begin to put states against states.
Yes. Yeah, it's a kind of a fractionalization of the nation.
which is maybe what they wanted anyway.
I don't know if the people even realize yet that what we're watching is a communist coup. They're simply using COVID-19 as the vehicle. But we are now under a communist tyranny. I mean, people are, well, you have permission to go outside. You have permission. We're granting you the right to go to your own parks. We're granting you the right. Well, who in the world are these people think they are? The COVID-19 thing is a total hoax. It's not that it's not a real virus. I'm not saying that. In fact, it probably got an alien component to it, as Barry Rothman suggested in his Torah codes. But what I'm getting at is the death rate of COVID-19, and if you go, I posted from April 11th the actual CDC death rate. It's ridiculously low. Targets the elderly. I'll get into that. The old folks' homes, the nursing homes. As far as I'm concerned, in my opinion, Cuomo of New York is guilty of first-degree murder. And he's murdered a lot of people. And I'm not going to take that back. I'm not going to apologize for it. Anyone with even two brain cells operating properly would know and knew back then that it was targeting the elderly. Then why in the world would you put COVID-positive people into nursing homes and force them to do it? That's murder one. Now, you could dress it up and say, it was just an accident. I'm not going to dress it up. When you do something like that so deliberately, and he's not the only one, and I believe it goes into the Georgia Guidestones culling operation. The elderly are expensive to maintain. They're expensive to take care of. We're going down the same road Hitler went down. Hitler always had a justification. He made a law. He did this. He did that. But he always justified mass murder. Stalin justified mass murder. The people in America are so naive or so stupid or whatever it is, a spell, a magical spell, according to the Book of Revelation, that is cast over America Babylon. So maybe they just can't. How do you get rid of a spell, Larry? How do you come out from under it?
Well, I don't know. It depends on who, I guess you could say, the author is and who allows it. And at the same time, I was on a show with Augusto Perez today, and he was saying how that he had experienced what America's experiencing right now today in our face, a communist takeover, a communist coup. He said, I lived through it in Cuba. He says, I never thought I'd have to come to America to live through it in America because I thought the American people would be smarter than the Cubans were. He said the Cubans sat back thinking that it wouldn't be too bad, and when it was over, it was too late, and they was done, and they've been done for years. And
yeah.
You know, here he is in America going through, watching it happen all around him to all Americans all around him, and they still don't believe anything he says, even though he was there the first time.
Yep, like the Book of Revelation says about America, Satan has cast a spell, and I believe it was probably cast before COVID-19. There is no real explanation as to why the American people, who most of whom work extremely hard to build their future, to build their families, to build their small business operations, et cetera, et cetera. Give it up, all of it, every bit of it, without a whimper. This has to have a spiritual component to it. I find no other reasonable explanation. And, of course, the deep state people, and I think a lot of those are governors as well, they've infiltrated everywhere, are in a massive beginning culling operation. I think they've been culling for some time, of course. You have a major hurricane, and all of a sudden, people just seem to vanish. You never hear from them again. We've had reports of really bad, bad, bad reports. I'm not going to get into that, from eyewitness people who have witnessed this culling that's going on. You have to remember something about the United States government. It is controlled totally by Satan. And Satan is a murderer and a liar from the very beginning. I don't know why people can't fathom that, but they can't. And because they can't, they've rejected the Bible. Even the modern-day church has basically rejected the Bible. Prophecy, if it's even taught at all, is an unwanted stepchild that they feed bread and water in the far reaches of the basement of the church, and he's never let out. We're in a world of hurt, and
hey,
I think the Lord has just decided, that's it. I'm done with you people, and now I'm going to, we're going to enter into the judgment phase, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, you're talking about the church, and what's so interesting, if people could just, you know, I know they don't look, but if they did with their eyes, you know, you can just clearly watch. What you've got is basically democratic dictators running
yes.
these states that say that a church is not essential, but bars and strip malls and abortion clinics are essential. You can see the evil in them. They exude evil.
Oh, yeah. All you got to do is look in the eyes of that Michigan governor or that mayor of Chicago. They're demon, as far as I'm concerned, anyway. Looks to me like demon possession. They're not even around. That kind of evil is, you know, you can see it right in the eyes. They say the eyes are the window of the soul. Well, they are. And you don't see much there. They're almost like these black oil kids with the eyes that go black. it's something to watch, but, you know, don't pay attention to what they say. Pay attention to what they're doing. And what they're doing is horrendous. But what's even more horrendous is the people in Michigan are putting up with it. I don't understand that at all. Michigan's got a lot of gun owners. In fact, all over America, there are a lot of gun owners. And yet, where's the militia in any of this? You know, you remember the militia and how bravado they were? We're here to defend the Constitution. We're here to defend the Bill of Rights. And where are they?
Well, I think,
them.
Stuart, yeah, I think they all went underground. And I think most every single militia in America was infiltrated by the FBI and taken down. The leadership was taken down, and it was all done in secret. A lot of them probably, Stuart, are political prisoners in federal prison somewhere.
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it. But here's my message to all you people in deep state. I've given it to you before. Hell awaits. But I'm deadly serious, and I know it for a fact. I'm not anything I believe, because I was shown it. You're going to hell. You got a choice, and this is for the sheriff departments and the police departments as well. You have a choice. You're either going to stand for the Constitution you swore an oath to uphold, or you're going to go with the New World Order. And frankly, either way, if you don't get under the wings of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're dead and gone anyway. I've never seen such apostasy in this anywhere. But the Lord did warn us it was coming, and that people would go to hell by the millions, billions, actually. It's too bad to watch, because the message of Jesus Christ is so simple. And the evidence that he was right is everywhere. It's even in the cosmos. It's even in science. Science has already proved what Jesus Christ said. Nobody believes it, and yet their own scientists have proved it. It's just amazing to me. But anyway, it is what it is, and so now
planet Earth has to go through hell on Earth, and especially America. Any nation that forgets God shall be turned into hell, and we are on a rapid slide down to that point. And I'm blaming the American people a whole lot more than I'm blaming the leaders. These leaders could be easily just removed. They could easily be removed. All of them could be impeached. All of them could be tried for treason, which is what they're doing. And all of them could be hung on lampposts. The American people, under the Constitution of the United States, have the right of redress. If they're not given that right, they take it by force. Right there, even in the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment says that the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. People should look up the word infringed. They've been infringing it for quite a while. But you still have them. And what's it for? To maintain a free state. Are you free? I don't think you're free when you're locked into your house. I don't think you're free when you can't even go to your second home in Michigan. These people better watch out, because sooner or later, if they keep this up and these communist governors do what they're trying to do, it will lead to a revelation, which will be very, very sad to see, because that is the last bit of America gone down the tubes. America will not survive. The Bible says that America is going to be destroyed, and there's no way around it. And I've been warning people ever since I started this ministry, when the Lord took me to Washington and showed me what was going on. We're dead. We're dead in the water. And what you're watching is the final phase of it. And the only thing we can hope for is that Jesus Christ comes back and removes his church before this really starts getting bad. There are a lot of people on both sides of that fence. No, we're going all the way through the tribulation. No, we're only going halfway through. Pre-wrath, I don't know. There's a million different positions. My answer to that is Jesus knows exactly when he's coming back, and we can speculate and use our theologies all we want. It's not going to change it, because Jesus Christ is King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and that's something that the deep state operatives who laugh and mock at all that are going to find out the hard way. You know, it's even in the Book of Enoch, Larry, that the super rich, you know, the guys that are actually behind all this, are going to be taken by angels down to a very bad place. It's even in the Book of Enoch, that's what happens to them. And that book was written centuries and centuries ago. And yet, you would think these people who are basically fairly smart would understand that things written over 2,500 years ago are now, they are now doing themselves, and yet they can't see it for whatever reason. I guess it's like Daniel says, the wicked will never understand. They can't. They've cast their lots with Satan, and with Satan they must stay. And this is a turf battle. This whole thing is a turf battle. And it's a spiritual battle as well, but it's going to turn into a real literal battle on earth. And I don't know. Where else do you want to go here?
Well, I was going to mention, you know, you and I for a number of years, you know, matter of fact, ever since Y2K and on, we talked
yes.
about preparing, and Peter Navarro was on today with Lou Dobbs. And Lou Dobbs, if anybody can watch that Fox Business with Lou Dobbs, one of his videos where he interviews Peter Navarro, Lou Dobbs come off the wall. I mean, I've never seen him so mad in my life. And he went on and on and on because what China's done and how many people's even died and suffered from this attack. And remember, everybody's
yep.
got to remember, Donald Trump, President Trump, said on public television that we had been attacked. America had been attacked. We were under attack.
Yep.
Of course,
yep.
that goes over everybody's head. But anyway, the White House today, some of the, I guess you could say,
you know, deep state in the White House put up on the website that the only thing that China really had to worry about was America was really displeased. We were so disgusted with the way China was acting. And Lou Dobbs said, that's it? That's all we say as Americans after all of this and an attack upon us by China? This is it? And anyway, people ought to watch that. But one of the things that came out of that, though, Lou backed him in a corner and said, Lou basically said, I don't give a damn, you know, that y'all can't do anything. He said, I want to know when the Trump administration is going to replace all the necessary items, and there's a lot of them, including lots of medications that China's been making, and when are they going to be replaced? And Navarro couldn't even answer that question. He kind of smiles, tried to get away from it, and then said, well, it's going to take a long time. So Lou said, then you're putting America in peril, especially a lot of the people on medication. So this is a clue I wanted to give you, you know, tonight, Stuart, to tell the people that if you're, you know, you need to keep up with your medications if you can get them and keep them, because we're fixing to have major shortages all across the country, and it'll involve a lot of things. It's going to involve a lot of technology, parts of our tech. We're going to have lots of problems with, like, batteries and a lot of necessary stuff people need. They're not going to be replaced.
Yeah. And, this has been coming on for a long, long time. And I'm not sure, it would have to be, in my mind, willful to hire China to produce our military hardware and software, computer. Like, they wouldn't build a back door in there to take you down. Same thing with medicine. Same thing with dog food. People losing their pets all the time. Where's all the dog food made from? China. Most of it, not all of it. we're living in a time of nonsensical stuff. It's kind of like the electrical grid. Why would you build in this nation an electrical grid where if something happens in one part of the country, it goes to all other parts of the country? In other words, it's a domino. One goes down, they all go down. I mean, that is the height of absolute stupidity to develop a system like that. So then when you say, well, these people really aren't stupid, what's your other option? Deliberate. These people have known for years. In fact, when I was small, I talked to a telephone guy, and I asked him, what is that star and that number thing on the phones? And he said, oh, that's for the future, when you'll be able to do all kinds of things with your telephone. He knew way back then. Now, this has been going on for a long, long time. And we are now at the final apex of satanic control via the mark of the beast. And this is why they just happened to pick COVID-19. Now, whether this is going to work totally the way they want it, or whether they will introduce a second, third, fourth wave, or whether we have a major false flag, like a suitcase nuke in a city somewhere, or total economic collapse, any number of things can be used to bring in full martial law, put us under the United Nations, and America's gone. And that's when the roundups and the liquidation of the American people will begin. And so, I don't know, Larry, I just don't have a lot of sympathy and for the American people at this point. I mean, I even have good friends that they just roll their eyes when you talk to them about you're one of those conspiracy nuts. They don't even know that it was the CIA that developed the phrase conspiracy theory, because they think, for whatever reason, they're in a population or a popular vote of some sort. Deep state thinks they have to win over the world. well, Jesus Christ is not on a popularity contest. Let me tell you something. He doesn't care whether he's popular or not.
Right? Yeah, and here's a few more clues, Stuart, and I'd like your opinion after I give them out. We had the information from Barry Rothman, and by the way, the Ronald Reagan is out there moving towards Taiwan off of Japan in the Asian area, and at the same time, we've got a massive, and this is public knowledge, but not very public, we have amassed a formidable, I guess you could say, defense base on Japan. We've landed a lot of planes. There's a lot of stuff in Japan. Now, that puts it in the region of Guam and Taiwan and all of that region.
Yep.
So while
yep.
that's going on at the same time, Stuart, I found another article, Drudge Headline, actually today, and I checked it out. It appears solid. It says, and you remember Kim Jong-un and how he disappeared, et cetera, and then he got
yes.
to come out, and he looked different. He acted different. He was kind of melancholy. He really appeared. He didn't appear like an emperor or somebody you worship like a god. He appeared subdued. And,
yes.
you know, he waved, and he had that something kind of mark on his wrist. And anyway, here's a headline today. North Korean state TV curiously scrubs Kim Jong-un emblems off of their broadcast transmissions. Stuart, that's a major sign.
Yeah,
you don't
it is.
Do that. I mean, you know, you worship Kim Jong-un like a god. You never take his emblems off of any transmissions. You promote him. Well, Stuart, I'll tell you what. I don't know whether it's a clue or not. But, you know, we're watching North Korea, and if there's been a coup, if the military is involved, it's very, very dangerous. And one thing that I do, I kind of look back at how I remember he had his arm up waving, and how that
yes.
they said, oh, he looks like he's got a mark on his, and maybe they did, he had to have an IV or something inserted there. But, Stuart, that looked a whole lot like to me, because I've spent almost 40 years handcuffing people. And I know what it looks like when you take a handcuff or a set of handcuffs or restraints off somebody's wrist. It's kind of marked for a couple of hours sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means if that's true, if what we're reading behind the scenes is true, that's another dangerous play. We've got China about to go after, well, they've already basically took Hong Kong, from what I understand, and they're threatening to go into China, Taiwan. And at the same time, you know, we've got a lot of other stuff. Pompeo just recently declared that we have removing ourselves from the nuclear treaty, which
yep.
means they can't fly over and look at what we're doing militarily and et cetera, et cetera. And you only do that when you're on a war footing, Stuart. When you begin to move your war materials, you don't want everybody flying over looking at them.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, that's been enforced for a long time. Amazing. Well, then if we attack China, we get into a war with China, all Z would have to do is pick up the phone, say launch, or trigger your EMP satellites, and we go down. It's carefully orchestrated anyway, because Satan is behind it. It's kind of like 911 and all the numbers that went down on 911. It is absolutely beyond the ability of the rich men of the earth to accomplish that kind of thing. They cannot do it. There are too many little integral details that apparently, supernaturally, all work out. And people forget that we have an overlord. And his name is Satan. And Jesus did not argue with him. If you remember, when he took Jesus up to a high mountain, as it says there, and said, hey, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world, all of them. And all you got to do is just bow down and worship me, and you can have them. And Jesus did not respond and say, they are not yours to give. They were his to give. He won them. and you have an overlord, folks, and you people in deep state. You're working for Satan, even if you don't know it. It's immaterial whether you know it or not. It is the reality of the situation. And the American people evidently don't know how to face the reality of the situation. But things are going to get really, really bad, and we're moving into bad earth changes as well. And anyway, I want to get into this a little bit. Larry, talking about war, I think this is from Peter as well. Will he, Trump, or won't he do anything here? Tweeted today, Friday, the first Iranian oil tanker, Fortune, is approaching the Venezuelan EEZ red area, whatever that is. At current speeds, it would enter the zone in about 36 hours. So the next 24 hours are going to be key if the U.S. Navy is going to do anything about it. What's your take on that?
Well, my take on that is, you know, we recently had what appeared to be a type of a coup that was moved against Maduro, which failed because, from what I read, the Chinese, some of their, and the Russians, had given Maduro the equipment to see them coming. And so they actually captured these mercenaries that had some very unusual boats that they used that apparently came from Puerto Rico, but all were obtained from maybe Colombia. And we know we had background information about Colombia preparing for something against Venezuela months ago. And but anyway, they all got captured. It failed completely, and it looks like Guaido's completely out now, and Maduro's in strong power backed by China and Russia. So you've got China or Iran now sending five ships of fuel supplies to Venezuela that we've blocked off other nations from doing, and Venezuela has sent their navy out to escort them in to Venezuela. So what you're looking at in stopping them is an act of war that might not just be an act of war against Venezuela. It could also be one against China or Russia or Iran. I mean, this is very, very complicated, Stuart.
Yeah, so probably we won't do anything about it, although I think, aren't they part of the blockade as well? The oil embargo from Iran? I don't know for sure.
I don't know. I know we've got, remember we just sent out Coast Guard and naval vessels out there. We know something's happening. And remember they were going out there to fight narco-terrorism or something, wasn't it? Wasn't that the excuse?
Yep. Yep, I think so.
So we're going to have to watch and see. I mean, the American people, you know, I've watched them today, Stuart. It's almost like it's Memorial Day today and tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day. Everybody in America suddenly is on a holiday. We're really smart, you know that?
I think we're on a mental holiday and have been for a while. It's just too bad. I want to get into Mike from around the world. Now, a lot of people say you can't trust him in all this, but he did have some interesting things to say. And he first talked about the stalled weather patterns. Now, that's why it's happened over here in Michigan. It's kind of a stalled pattern, and it just keeps raining and raining and raining. And he said these systems are stalled all around the world, basically, that something has happened. Now, he did say that some of these problems have to come from an external force, meaning outside the earth. And he said also that something zipped past the earth just the other day. And it did things to the magnetic fields and everything else. Now, there is an article that you... I'm not sure if you sent it or where it came from, but it's kind of interesting because that was, he said, their cover story, that they're trying to cover over whatever this thing was. It did some really bad things. It says here, here's the headline, satellites and spacecraft malfunction as Earth magnetic field mysteriously weakens. Now, that's what they're claiming,
That's true, Stuart.
He says something weird, strange, electromagnetic anomalies of some sort came past the Earth real fast.
Yeah, that is
true,
Stuart. I've seen multiple reports that a lot of our satellites are having problems, that some of them have dropped in their orbits and some of them have glitched and they don't really know what it is. At the same time, remember, we've got a very mysterious force. They're saying from the sun, they're saying charged particles, but or solar winds. But remember, the comets, even the tails of the comets have been disturbed by whatever this is going on.
Yeah, there's something out there, and, well, was it Augusto that said that he had seen that very soon we will be seeing one of the entourage, if not the whole thing, coming through. So things are getting kind of weird, I guess one could say. But anyway, I wonder, remember we reported a little bit ago about some object that was out there. Nobody knew what it was, but it had a high gravitational field. It had a high, very high radiation field, electromagnetic disturbances. And we came very, very close to that not too many days ago. Now, I wonder if that's the same thing that they're talking about here. But anyway, they're never going to tell you the truth. We found that out when McKinney, the scientist, said that he had been told by the government they weren't, you know, they've been censored. They can't say, even if they want to say. And news broadcasters, some of them may know what's going on, but they're told, shut up, don't be telling the people. Anyway, just kind of interesting that he talked about that and a pole shift. And, of course, you know, noise, high winds is one thing he talked about. And noise mentioned that jet streams would start to come down to the surface. And a jet stream can be anywhere from 250 miles an hour all the way up to probably 400 or 500 miles an hour. And so if one came down to the surface and stayed for a while, it would just obliterate anything in its path. It would simply be called by the weather people straight line winds. Now, Mike said this has already happened and there were no storms present. Probably clear skies. And a 190-mile-an-hour straight line wind touched the surface and ripped up a lot of stuff. We're going to see a whole lot more of that. Noise talks about that. We are entering, folks, into very, very strange things that you've never, ever seen or heard before. And as I've warned before, your scientists are not going to be able to tell you why or what is happening because they have adopted a model that prohibits them from thinking about catastrophe. And the Bible, all the books of the ancients talk about periods of long periods of relative calm. Yeah, you get an earthquake, you get a volcano, you get this, you get that. But then along comes an age change. Jesus talked about an age change. He didn't talk about the end of the world. What he talked about was an age change, and we're coming up on one. We're coming up on an age change, and we're going from one age into another. And as you approach that, you have these anomalies that begin to happen. The Book of the Colburn talks about it. The anomalies are also part of the destroyer as it's approaching us. So I don't know. Some of this stuff that noise speaks of, let me just read part of this because it's coming true. Relocation of key factories overseas. Well, of course, that's what Trump's trying to fight. Computerization of the factories. That's happened. It's happening even more and more. extended import-export embargoes and taxations. That's happening. And Trump is one of them that's doing it. Increased unemployment. Widespread factory shutdowns. Well, we just witnessed that. Small business failures. Well, I guess COVID-19 took a whack at that one. Insolvency of many banks. You're going to see this happening in the next 3 to 4 months. We are only at the beginning phase of how horrendous this thing is going to be. Devaluation of real estate. That has come and gone and probably is going to come again. A drop in the level of manufactured goods. That's what we're going to witness. Increase in personal bankruptcies. I guess the courts are going to be flooded with bankruptcies. Widespread layoffs, runaway credit purchases, because people now are living on their credit cards. Then she says, this is interesting, cash as the only accepted tender. Now, if this comes true, all your credit stuff will not work. You got to have cash. That's why we've warned people not put all your eggs in one basket, but you need to have a fair amount of cash stashed somewhere so that you can operate on cash alone. What do you think, Larry? Sounds to me like she's right.
Yeah, and what's interesting is coronavirus is really bringing a lot of this to a head, if you will. At the same time, Stuart, the coronavirus is part of this, I guess you could say, age change. It seems to be bringing a change in everything on the planet. And what's so odd, Stuart, is they keep telling you that we'll have a vaccine maybe even by October, but a lot of the scientists I've been hearing from are saying they don't even know what it is. They could make a human vaccine for human coronavirus, but this is coronavirus plus. So how do you have a vaccine for something you don't even know exactly what is all in it, you know,
yeah,
and what's
good.
In the original? And, Stuart, what's good. Interesting on top of that, you remember the codes that Barry Rothman has been really working and challenging people with about tying in Mars and alien, et cetera, and all of that. Here's a news headline that just jumped in my face today, and I sent it to him, and I sent you a copy. This is Yahoo's Finance News, by the way. NASA should be aware of a virus from outer space. And this basically links in the story, is NASA and concerns over a virus from Mars. Now, what's the odds of that?
Yeah, that's because Barry did that on the Bible codes, and, of course, he traced a lot of that as to where it probably ended up in Wuhan, and they probably married this. I mean, it would be perfect because you remember the War of the Worlds?
Oh, yeah.
Where the invaders came down with a sickness, and it killed them because they had no immune system defenses for it. Well, this is working in reverse. It's come from Mars or wherever, and we don't have any defenses for it. And it evidently works on the elderly more than anybody. And I don't know. The whole thing is just so weird and so strange as to what's going on now. Earth changes, she talks about. Major devastation in California. That's been warned about. Hasn't happened yet. Earthquakes in new areas, mountains becoming unstable, the return of the Dust Bowl. She's talking about America there. That's that Jeremiah drought that Jeremiah talks about. Dries up all the lakes, all the rivers, everything. We go into a total Dust Bowl. Record-breaking flooding. Well, we've had that. Tornadoes increasing in intensity and occasion. That's happened. Liquefaction of soil beneath our faults. Freak wind gusts. Freak accidents. Soil erosions. Increased radon levels. Rock and mudslides increase. Insect infestation. Sinkholes developing. They're now all over the place. Rapid temperature inversions. Frigid winters. Deadly blizzards. Summer storms with intensified hail and lightning. Well, what just happened down here in Mexico? How big were those hailstones, Larry? 3 pounds?
Oh, they look like melons, the ones I saw.
Yeah, we're going to start seeing all that stuff, folks. Underground fires, widespread surface blazes. Well, we've all had that. Major quake on the New Madrid fault line. Southern Illinois, northwestern Arkansas, which may jeopardize the entire Mississippi River Valley area. Well, she's not the only one that saw it. Chuck Unbrandt saw it. Red Elk saw it. A lot of people have seen that one. And here's a strange one, Larry. Greenish hue to the atmosphere and high pollution levels. That's quite a list of bad stuff.
Well, it is, Stuart, and isn't it odd that we're watching two satellites, comets that are out there, Atlas and Swan, and
Swan,
they're both
yep.
green, and they're disintegrating, but they're leaving an incredible tail, which we might go through. I don't know.
Yeah, this is going to get fascinating, and folks, you're just going to see things you wouldn't believe. And what this really is here in the United States is a battle between Barack Obama. I didn't get into that further. I will, though. Barack Obama versus Donald Trump. This is the ultimate war of authority, a ruler against ruler. Now, Obama is a UN operative, and they want world government. No national sovereignties, and it all comes under the UN Agenda 21-30-50, okay? That's what Obama wants. But Trump wants the nations to remain sovereign. He wants to develop a global system of world trade through peace. So there's your battle. Now, Daniel chapter 7 says Obama is going to win and Trump is going to lose. So I think that's because prophecy says that, that's what we can expect. So even if there is kind of a brightening up of what appears to be, I don't believe it. I think they're going to come in stronger than ever. Look, they have already cast their ties with Satan. They love Satan. And Lucifer, of course, is probably Satan. I have some questions about that, but I'll go for it right now. What we're watching is a satanic destruction of the United States to bring it in under the world government. Once they come into power, that's when the culling of humanity will begin and serious business, millions. They have plans to kill millions. So hopefully the Lord will do something, but I don't know why he should, particularly after what we've watched here in America. Time after time, people who've got prophecies from the Lord said the Lord's not going to change his ways because there has been no repentance. So judgment is coming. Anyway, one last word, Larry.
Yeah, I was just going to mention also, neither have we stopped abortion. As a matter of fact, through the coronavirus shutdown, they were killing babies as fast as they could. That was necessary, they said.
Yep. Yep. Everything is upside down, just as the Bible said it would be. I didn't get to that part, but it's amazing. Maybe on our next show I can get into that Obama and the Antichrist system that he so urgently wants. And I got a feeling he's going to be back. I don't exactly know how they're going to do it or what's going to happen to bring that about, but he's coming back. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for tuning in. and being on here, and everybody else, thanks for listening. And we'll see you again here probably, well, it depends on what happens. Anyway, good night, folks. Take care.